Take a break from your busy schedule and join Harold Saleh for Guidelines for Living.
In his famous sermon on money, John Wesley advised, "Get all you can, save all you can, and give all you can." Today, some 200 plus years later, we understand the part about getting all you can very well, especially without having to work very hard to get it. But the saving and giving parts of it are often misunderstood. The fact is that the average Christian today gives less than 2% of his income to charitable causes. Most pastors would agree that sermons on money are often considered by churchgoers to be self-serving attempts to get money for the church. But is this really true? Whenever an individual understands what God's will is for his money, which includes how you get it, what you do with it, and what you give away, he or she has been greatly enriched in his or her personal life. The Bible stresses certain eternal laws or truths. When those spiritual truths are understood and applied, a person is better because of it. Actually, the Bible says a great deal about your possessions. It includes your time, your talents, and your resources. That includes your money, too. One out of every 25 verses in the New Testament deals with your possessions and how to handle them. The New Testament book of 2 Corinthians is known as the Heart of Paul. He openly and candidly talks about money and giving. Paul said, "Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly, and whoever sows generously will also reap generously." Other chapters in the Bible dealing with the stewardship of our lives includes 1 Timothy 6, Matthew 13, Matthew 25, 2 Corinthians 8 and 9. The Old Testament made it clear that God's portion was to be first, not what was left over, if any, after other needs were met. Furthermore, he made a promise, strange as the logic may seem to us today, that those who make this commitment will never lack. Malachi records the words of the Almighty saying, "Test me in this, says the Lord Almighty, and see if I will not throw open the floodgates of heaven and pour out so much blessing you will not have enough room for it." Normally God says, "Trust me, take this by faith." But when it comes to your money, he says, "Prove me or put me to the test." Many of us today are like the little child who dropped a coin into a precious Chinese vase. The vase had been in the family for centuries. Not wanting to lose the coin, the little child pushed his hand into the narrow neck of the vase and tightly clutched the coin in his doubled-up fist. But then the hand clutching the coin would not come out of the vase. The frustrated mother tried soap and suds and persuasion. Nothing worked. Finally, the valuable vase was gently broken to free the child's hand, still clutching the small coin. Acknowledging that what you have, your time, your talents, and your abilities, your resources, including your money, belongs to the Lord, means you become a wise steward of all these. Giving back to God what is rightly His, which He could exact should He so desire, opens the door to blessing and obedience. As Alan Gold wrote, "Being aware of God's ownership can free us from a possessive and anxious spirit. After we have done what we can to care for those things that have been entrusted to us, we know that they are in bigger hands than ours. And that, friend, is a partnership with the Almighty."
You've just heard Guidelines for Living. Visit givetoguidelines.org and become a partner in sharing hope and encouragement in Christ with others around the world. That's givetoguidelines.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for Guidelines for Living.